Okay, to introduce myself first of all then, I'm Major Mark Nooney. I'm an infantry officer in the British Army. I'm currently a company commander at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst. I'm a wargamer. I've wargamed all my life. I didn't do much of it since I've been in the Army for some of the reasons that were illustrated earlier, but I now do again. I've also, in my time, been responsible for military advice to DSTL on combat vehicles when it was down at Fort Halstead near Seven Oaks. And there's people in the audience I worked with. And obviously I was exposed to DSTL war games at the time then as well. So I know a little bit about it. What does Royal Military Academy Sandhurst do with wargaming? Well, at the moment, nothing. I'm here to tell you that we have realised the worth of wargaming and decided to bring it into our syllabus, our already crammed and overheated syllabus, in some way. So why have we decided that? Well, three things really, as far as we're concerned, why we would want to wargame. First of all, we believe it can support learning by providing to us what's essentially a third way to understand. I say a third way because at the moment we will ask cadets to read, we will teach them, and through doing so they will get education. We'll also do training, and we'll do training through repetitive exercise and then testing exercise, actually getting out, getting dirty in the field, as it were, and doing what we're paid to do. So we then need a third way. So we can read, we can educate, we can train, but then we need this adversarial gaming experience in order to do a bit more. So a third way to support learning. We also think we need to develop an agile edge in our young officers. And so through wargaming, introducing frictions and truly adversarial conditions not present in those other forms of training, we think we can achieve that. And finally, professional development, which is important for all officers at every stage. And we think that wargaming will assist our cadets in the understanding of some of the higher concepts they're asked to look at and provide the basis for future training, development and appointments. So what are we planning to do then? In supporting learning, first of all, we want to reinforce the principles which we teach in a classroom. We'll reinforce the principles of war, and we'll reinforce the principles of particular operations of war by designing games that link directly to the exercises at key stages of cadets' development through Sandhurst. We're going to encourage their experimentation through the use of simple games that allow several repetitions within a one-hour slot to enable them to test their plans. And through doing so, we will generate debate based on game result and not just based on the experience of permanent staff, some of whom will only have been in the Army for 3 or 4 years themselves. So the way we're doing that, and you can see on the right, is to develop what we're calling at the moment the Sandhurst War Game. It's a very simple hex-based war game with a set of rules that fits on two sides of A4 paper and a map that is linked directly to each of the tactical exercises without troops, chutes, that we conduct at Sandhurst. So the idea being that a cadet will be given a problem, be asked to look at that problem using our formal estimate process, our appreciation of that problem, go out onto the ground in his syndicate and with his permanent staff, look at that problem, present what he sees as the key issues, and then present his or her plan. What we're now doing, which we didn't do before, is then taking that, going back into the classroom, and asking them to then game that plan against one of their fellows, then playing the enemy side. And as it's a simple game, we can repeat that several times to actually prove its worth. So that's the first thing we're doing. Creating an agile edge then. We're very aware in the British Army that we need an agile edge to be able to defeat our opponents. Money is tight, the size of the Army is reducing, and we more than ever need officers who are able to outthink their opponents, not just outfight them with mass. We believe that war games can give us that truly adversarial environment in a degree of comfort which is not present in a testing environment in the field, where cadets' brains can come to the fore. We can introduce frictions of war, be it through an umpire or dice, to develop chance in a game that's not present when you simply look at a problem, come up with a plan, and congratulate yourself on how great your plan is. And through doing so, we believe we can then train speed and flexibility of thought. And in professional development, I don't think to this audience I need to outline why historical analysis is important in any way. So understanding that, our plan is to link our war games to our war studies syllabus through the use of Exercise Normandy Scholar. Exercise Normandy Scholar, which the cadets do pretty much in the intermediate term, halfway through their time at Sandhurst, takes them to Normandy to look at the invasion and the breakout, and to discuss some of the problems and to come up with their own plans, and then to realise what actually happened and to generate debate about the two. What we now intend to do is, again, take that, place it into a classroom, and then wargame it through. We also think that those war games linked to the war studies syllabus and elsewhere will help to understand, for cadets to understand doctrine through gaming historically and fictionally to illustrate concepts. And we're not averse to using small model soldiers, and the picture there shows you a war game set up with a sort of very generic Middle East Asian scenario. Where we gained with some model soldiers the taking of the building at the far end of the table. And it'll enable our cadets also, this sort of gaming, to work at a higher level of command, providing stretch for the more capable cadets and giving all of them insight into a higher commander's intent, which again, we believe is pretty important. So those are the things we're doing. Supporting that, we've also now reset up the Sandhurst War Games Club, which is very, very loosely linked to Guildford War Games Club through a member of staff, where we are doing hobby wargaming with a very small number of cadets currently signed up to it. But that's what Sandhurst is doing. Thanks.